This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. We're talking today with a brilliant leader, the CEO of Nimble Solutions, formerly known as National Medical Billing, also someone who previously founded a business and had great success with it. We're going to talk to Nader Sami today about three thoughts on building a business, some of his core thoughts around building a business, what works, what doesn't work, how he looks at things, and a little bit of that. Nader, can you take a moment to introduce yourself and maybe tell us a little bit about Nimble Solutions too?
Great. Thank you, Scott. Really appreciate you having me on. In terms of just kind of quickly my background, I actually started my life as a corporate finance attorney, moved into investment banking on Wall Street and in San Francisco, ended up leaving all that to start a company in 2000, which we ended up building up to about 2,500 people and selling it in about 6 years. And then I kind of took some time at that point to figure out what was next for me. And that's when I ended up partnering with Lisa Rock and acquiring what was National Medical Billing Services at the time. And to your point, we've just recently rebranded to Nimble Solutions. And obviously Nimble is a company focused on the surgical revenue cycle market. And we have approximately 1,100 clients in that market right now.
And take a moment, Don, because you've done a remarkable job with Lisa and team of building a wonderful business. Talk a little bit about some of your thoughts on what advice do you give to somebody trying to build a business? How do you look at that?
So really, I would say kind of trying to break it down and simplify into kind of three kind of core elements. The very first one, to me, and it's always been our approach, my approach personally and our approach within the company is focus. And by focus, you know, really finding, you know, the one thing that you are very, very good at, ideally the best at, you know, making sure that you believe there's a need in the marketplace for that thing that you're good at and that you believe you can deliver that in a real, you know, business oriented way, you know, create profit for the shareholders of the organization. And so a real core focus on that, building a strategy around that focus, making all your capital allocation decisions around that focus, your personnel decisions, your pricing strategy, et cetera. And so that to me is number one. In fact, at our company for the longest time, our tagline on all of our ads was the ASC revenue cycle. It's all we do, it's all we think about, and it shows. And so we tried to keep that core to us. And if it wasn't that, and we have over time through some acquisitions broadened, but we still kept it within the surgical revenue cycle. And if it doesn't fall within that, we try not to spend any time, effort, or money on it. And that's, I would say that's number one, Scott. And then I don't know if you want to add questions on that.
Well, let's start with that for a second. So sort of know what you're great at, make sure there's a product fit that customers need that, and then keep on executing on it is the gist of what I hear from you there. I mean, sort of know what you're great at and keep executing on it. And you got to make sure that customers actually want it and need it. Is that a fair assessment?
That's right. Yes.
Thank you. Tell us point number two. Go ahead.
Yeah. So point number two would be then really ensuring that you have what I would call it organizational alignment. So ensuring that you've got a system and a clear vision for yourself and for the company. So everyone understands kind of what direction you're moving in and what the mission is you're trying to accomplish. And once you've established that vision and the strategy for where you're going, then I've always found it very important to create structure for the organization to allow you to scale and allow there to be open and transparent communication. And to do that, what we've done historically is establish priorities. So we always kind of talk of it as a, you know, what are our top five priorities, for example, for the year, for the quarter, for the month, and what's number one of those top five. So establishing those priorities and making sure everyone knows what those priorities are, and then building data around that, key performance indicators that track to those priorities that allow for accountability to the person, accountability to the organization, and that you know whether you're actually, you know, achieving or winning with respect to those particular priorities. And then finally, having a cadence or a rhythm to your organization that allows you to be talking about the priorities and how you're doing against those priorities. Certain of those metrics are going to be talked about daily, some weekly, some monthly, some quarterly, some annually. But the one thing that I think is true is the more action and the more activity, the faster you want results, the more you need to be talking about it. So if you wait to talk about something once a month, it's going to move much less quickly than the things you talk about, you know, daily or even weekly.
But I think that concept of great clarity on what your top priority is, and then constant focus on it, so you're not distracting yourself with a million different priorities, but real focus on the core priority, and then also constant discussion around it. Like, it's almost like in health systems, we think about daily huddles around certain things. It's really the same concept around the most important things that we're constantly focusing all energy around that. Is that a fair assessment?
That's right. And in fact, I'm a huge fan of daily huddles, and we've been a daily huddle company really for forever. And we do it as an executive level, and we do it all by departments. And obviously those are all different conversations, and we try to keep those to 10 to 15 minutes max, hitting on, you know, the big key items, and not getting caught up in the minutia in those meetings.
No, thank you very, very much. I want to thank you, Nader, for joining us in this version of the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. We're really talking about three concepts of building a business, which is, you know, sort of know what you're great at, great clarity that your customers need that, great customer experience. Then to go with that, great clarity and alignment internally around what your core goals are, and constant communication on those core goals. Did I paraphrase that okay?
Yeah, and I would say just the only thing that I might add to that is also a focus on the customer, you know, what they're saying, what they want, and what we anticipate them wanting. So if you keep your decisions, you know, built within your vision, your strategy, focused on kind of that buyer persona, and then understanding how you serve, you know, their needs. And ultimately, if you do all of those things right, you should have an organization that has this high value added product or service that the market wants and needs. You're likely to have strong margin that puts you in position to be, you know, a great place to work. So ultimately, you're now in a situation where you've got a company that is serving its primary constituents very well, its clients, its employees, and its shareholders. So those are, trying to keep a focus on those three elements is you know, sometimes hard to do, but I think important to do.
No, so, so important. Nader, as always, CEO of Nimble Solutions, brilliant business leader and entrepreneur. Thank you for joining us today on the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.